For most toddlers, learning to walk is one of the first big milestones. But for Cassie Port, that milestone suddenly disappeared. At just 20 months old, she woke up one morning unable to walk, a moment that would lead to a diagnosis that would shape the rest of her life. Cassie was diagnosed with juvenile idiopathic arthritis, a chronic autoimmune disease that causes joint inflammation, pain, fatigue, and without proper treatment, long-term damage in children. But what began as a frightening diagnosis eventually grew into something much bigger. The Cassie and Friends Run, a national charity helping families across Canada. I sat down with Cassie, now a third-year health sciences student at Queen's University, to talk about how it all began.
So my name's Cassie, and when I was 20 months old, I woke up and I just wouldn't walk. So I had been walking like the night before, and I just wouldn't walk that morning. And my knee was the size of a baseball. So my parents quickly rushed me to the hospital, where eventually I was diagnosed with juvenile idiopathic arthritis. So that's a bit different than like rheumatoid arthritis, which is found in older people. So I was diagnosed with juvenile idiopathic arthritis, or JIA. And my parents were searching and searching for support where they could meet other families with children with arthritis and stuff like that. But all they could find was arthritis support for older people. So my dad decided to sign up for the Scotiabank 5K run and raise a bit of money for research and stuff like that. And he sent it to some of his colleagues and his friends and practically overnight raised close to $18,000, which was very exciting. And we went to the run. We cheered on my dad. He ran the 5K. And that day, under the rainy tent, pretty much Cassie and Friends and the idea of it was born. And my parents wanted to be able to support other families like me and that had children like me or siblings like me, so other parents could meet each other, so other children could meet each other, and to raise money for research for juvenile arthritis.
Nearly two decades later, Cassie and Friends is Canada's only national charity dedicated to children and youth living with juvenile arthritis and other childhood onset rheumatic diseases. Cassie grew up attending events organized through the charity, meeting other kids facing the same challenges she did.
Cassie and Friends has always been a great support system for me. We've had events like other runs every single year. I'm from Vancouver, so I would go to the ones in Vancouver. We also had something called Family Day, which is a whole day with activities for the kids and conferences for the parents. So parents will listen to speakers that give them different tips or new research to support their children with arthritis, while the kids would do fun activities for different age groups and get to meet each other and make lots of friends. And, you know, like when I would go to school, no one would have arthritis or do injections once a week like me. So when I could meet other kids that were going through the same thing, it was very nice to have that support. And I've definitely been able to maintain a lot of those friendships.
That experience also helped shape Cassie's career ambitions and ultimately led her to Queen's.
Because I was so in the medical, like, I guess, in the medical world and, like, immersed in it from such a young age and going to all these doctor's appointments, that led me to become very interested in science. And just like anyone else, I was interested in science. I applied to Queen's Health Sciences and got in, which was very exciting. And I always knew I wanted to do something in medicine because I was so immersed in that world growing up. And as I started learning a bit more and studying, I became interested in pediatric rheumatology, which is the exact kind of doctor that I went to. And I just feel like I would have such a unique perspective for these other kids like me. And pretty much, I just want to be able to help other kids like me. And that's what's led me down the path of medicine and specifically to pediatric rheumatology.
Now studying at Queen's, Cassie is helping bring that support network to Kingston. On March 7th, Kingston will host the first ever Team Cassie and Friends Run at City Park. The event is organized with the support of the Queen's Rheumatic Disease Club, which brings together students living with arthritis and other rheumatic conditions.
I have to give credit, actually, to one of the old presidents of the Queen's Rheumatic Disease Club. She started the Queen's Rheumatic Disease Club when she got diagnosed. And the Queens Rheumatic Disease Club brings together Queens students with arthritis and other rheumatic diseases. We make care packages to send to other students with rheumatic diseases that have ice packs and heating pads and injection support and stuff like that, as well as having different events to bring people together. So similar to what Cassie and Friends does to meet other students with the same disease. And we decided to collaborate with Cassie and Friends and host one of these runs because a lot of different communities, like in Hamilton, they do them, in London, there's a lot of different community runs. And we thought, well, we have this club here, so why don't we have a run in Kingston? And that's how it came to be.
In addition to raising funds, the run is also about building community, something that can be difficult in smaller cities like Kingston.
I think that this really raises awareness that there can be rheumatic diseases in students. And the transition to any university is tough, like learning how to live alone and having so much more independence, cook your own meals, all that stuff. You have to adjust to that no matter what. And then when you have a rheumatic disease, there's added things to adjust to. Like, I had to learn how to do my injections on my own before my mom had been doing them. Or it's so much colder here than back in Vancouver, and that definitely affects my joints as well. So there's just so many other aspects that you have to think about. And this run and Queens Rheumatic Disease Club in itself can bring all these Queens students together that have rheumatic diseases. And then for the Kingston community, since Kingston, there's no children's hospital here, and I'm pretty sure the closest ones would be like SickKids or in Ottawa. So a lot of these families that have children with rheumatic diseases, they have to travel really far to get their specific treatment. By hosting this run in Kingston, these families are able to meet other families in their community. And it's the same thing that Family Day does or these runs do in other places, is it allows them to meet other families in the Kingston community, especially when there's so few compared to those bigger cities.
Raising awareness is another major goal. According to recent polling, only about 1 in 5 Canadians know that arthritis can affect children. And yet, early diagnosis is critical, as delays can lead to joint damage, chronic pain, and long-term damage. Funds raised through Cassie and Friends support research, family support programs, and improved treatments.
So right now, the main focus of Cassie and Friends is looking for a cure. So a lot of research focused on a cure for juvenile arthritis. But there's also the treatment aspect. So a lot of treatment can be provided to adults, but it's much harder for that to get tested and approved in kids. So there's a lot fewer options. So a lot of the money from Cassie and Friends goes to research, raising money for research for this treatment for children. Like, for example, in myself, I was on a medication all through my childhood where I got an injection once a week and it made me so nauseous, the side effects. Like, it handled my arthritis perfectly fine, but it just made me so nauseous. And when I switched to an adult rheumatologist in Kingston, I was telling her about this and I was like, is there anything we can do about the nausea? And I've been asking this forever. And my pediatric rheumatologists were always like, oh, you can try eating a sour candy, you can try watching a show, like things to distract yourself. But when I spoke to my adult rheumatologist, she said, well, why don't you try this pill? She was like, have you ever tried it before? And I was like, no, I've never been offered that. And she was like, oh, well, it's not approved in kids. It's only approved in adults. And this has changed my life completely because now I only do one injection a week because this one has switched to a pill and I get significantly less nauseous. So that's a perfect example of how there's so much more options, so many more options for adults, whereas in children, there's so many less. And this fundraising can provide funds for research for this treatment in children.
Ultimately, Cassie hopes the Kingston Run helps students and families connect.
So firstly, I hope that there's awareness raised around juvenile arthritis and other childhood rheumatic diseases in general, whether that's in the Queens community or the general Kingston community. And as well, I hope that people make friendships and bonds with each other. I hope that parents can meet each other and talk about what they went through, even if it's my dad's coming from Vancouver. So even if it's someone talking to my dad, even if it's not in the same city, just so they have people to talk to that have gone through a similar thing. The children as well, the siblings. I hope that everybody can form bonds and connections that can help them with their disease and diagnosis further on.
Cassie also noted that bringing the first Cassie and Friends run to Kingston has been a true team effort, with support from both the national organization and students right here at Queens.
Yeah, I want to give a big shout out to all of the Queens Rheumatic Disease Club exec. They've been great in finding sponsorships, planning the run, getting the cupcakes, everything like that. I've had a lot of help from them. I've had a lot of help from Marissa and Natalie at Cassie and Friends. And everyone has been very supportive and very helpful in planning this run. And I'm so excited to see how it turns out.
Once again, the first Team Cassie and Friends Kingston Run takes place March 7th from 9 to 11 a.m. at City Park. Registration and donations are available through the Cassie and Friends website. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this is Christina Laurie.